This goes to Cora Pavlik, P like Paul, A, V like Victor, L I K, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-842-1110. Regarding Shirley Bigelow, B-I-G-E-L-O-W, date of birth 3/19 of 1951. Dear Cora, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Bigelow with diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Her last visit was June 12th of this year. She has had a stroke and is unable to drive currently. Her biggest worry and concern is cold intolerance. She's cold in the summer and cold in the winter, and she wasn't sure what is causing this. She has lost 7 pounds over the last 6 months also. She is eating well as she can, and she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and seems to be she's producing it in adequate amounts, and there's no edema. Medication list is reviewed. Ozempic has been changed to Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram once a week. She's also got some memory problems. She's on Aricept, 5 milligram daily. Aspirin was changed from a full dose, 325 milligram to 81 milligram daily. And I want to highlight the Cozaar, 50 milligram once a day. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get for us today was weight at 198 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 27th, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.0 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 9.7, albumin 4.0, electrolytes are normal, and glucose was 112. Her last hemoglobin was done June 1st, 2023, and that was 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function, and 2, hypertension. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. We don't believe the cold intolerance is related in any way to kidney dysfunction. So she'll be talking to you about that symptom at her next visit with you. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.